those of you just joining us, I'm speaking with Mr. Jack Evans, who's Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Augusta University, the name that so many had waited so long for. It has arrived. And I tell you what, there is an ongoing process of branding. And, you know, Jack, one of the things that I want to ask you about when it comes to the ongoing process and the how-tos, I know that with regards to Augusta University, there were some changes made, as you mentioned, and of course, a lot of people remember there were quite a few name changes, the last of which, the most recently of those which we had on board for a while, and it was changed to Augusta University, was Georgia Regents University. And of course, we had people, you know, across the country, maybe various parts of the world, who were hearing the name Georgia Regents University. And of course, I guess making some adjustments as they tried to get used to what was then the new name. Now we have another new name, Augusta University. When it comes to the branding part of this whole process, is there any involvement with your department when it comes to helping other people make that adjustment from Georgia Regents University to Augusta University?
Well, we have, as we mentioned in the prior segment, you know, we've got 9 colleges and schools and multiple clinical entities. We've got the Cancer Center, the Children's Hospital of Georgia, the Maine Medical Center, and entities all across the state. So many of those things we would consider sub-brands. And each of those sub-brands has its own attributes and its own relationships with the people that support that brand. So although the main overall university name has changed quite a bit, some of those sub-brands have remained consistent. So, for instance, the Medical College of Georgia. Our medical school has been and always will be the Medical College of Georgia. And, you know, we need to represent the overall brand within those sub-brands and vice versa. But, you know, there's a life cycle within any brand. And companies with strong established brands often reach a point where they need to freshen the brand or update the brand or even consider changing the brand. You know, established brands like Kentucky Fried Chicken have made fairly substantial decisions to go with KFC. And from a branding perspective, that's a huge change. We're going to go from our name to an acronym. They were strong enough to do that and make it work. And create a sense of excitement around it. So that was a good change for them. Other times, you know, there could be different reasons to consider, you know, reflecting on your brand. And you know, sometimes mistakes are made, or there's some sort of a crisis, and you've got to think about, you know, is this bad thing going to define our brand? And you know, if you think back a few decades ago, one of the case studies is like the Tylenol poisoning.
Yes.
So what do you do when something like that happens? Well, if you look at a case study like that, one of the first things that they did was they took ownership of it, and they didn't try to hide it or cover it up. They took ownership of it. And then you need to understand what does it take to rebuild that relationship with your customers or your supporters. And you don't need to make assumptions about that. You need to find out for real. And you can't always, when something bad happens, you can't always maintain everything that you had before. But, you know, find out what it's going to take. Talk to the people that are affected and find out what they need from you and make it right and make that commitment. And move forward. Thank God we didn't have any issues like that, but we certainly had some challenges and didn't have any appetite within the community for getting this new brand when we revealed Augusta University. It had to be right. It had to resonate with people. And again, to the only way to get that right is to talk to the people that care about it and really listen to them.
Wow, so you all had to have more town hall meetings of a sort?
dozens and dozens of meetings. We had big meetings and small meetings and one-on-one meetings and phone calls and surveys. At a certain point, yes, you have enough information to make a decision, but we really wanted to make sure that we heard from people and that we gave people a chance to express what they were concerned about. And another challenge with this is that when people think about something as big and complicated as a university, they think about a relatively small facet of it. They think about the part that they interact with.
Yes, sir.
And they often don't think about the rest of it. So it's very easy to get one aspect of it right and really mess up another aspect of it. To that regard, the team here in communications and marketing, we had to go to our executive leadership. I had to go to my executive vice president and the president and tell them what we needed. And the first thing I told them is we need some space. We need some creative space, and we need time to do this right. And, you know, there was a big gap between the announcement of the name Augusta University and last week's brand rollout. And that's because they were strong enough leaders to carve out that space for us. And that was a very important aspect of this. Dr. Keel and my boss, Dr. Carla Leeper, really worked hard behind the scenes to give us the room that we needed to talk to all those people and get the kind of information that we needed to do a good job. And that's an important process that's often overlooked. You can't rush a good brand. You have to understand what you're trying to express.
I tell you what, and that makes so much sense, because a lot of times if we want a quality job done, it's going to take time to do that. And so I join you in applauding them for hearing you and giving you all that space that you needed.
And that was not an easy job for them. There was a lot of pressure on this. You know, when that name announcement was made, our phones started ringing immediately, and people wanted the new logo. And I had the pleasure of telling them this. It's going to be a little while. but back to the task of the creative team, one of the things that we had to do in order to get this right was a design study. We had to understand that, you know, there's not most colleges or most universities don't have a logo or a mark. They have a suite of them. And we had to understand how those marks were used and how the kinds of universities that we like to be compared to use theirs and how we wanted to use ours. So if I mentioned, for instance, the University of Georgia, different people are going to have a different idea about what their logo is. A lot of people are going to think about the big G.
Yes.
And some people are going to think about the bulldog or the mascot.
Right.
Some people are going to think about the word Georgia, or some people are going to think about what their actual logo is, the arches. And when we listened to all of our constituents, it was really important for us to think about it within that context to make sure that we were talking about the same thing. Because an athletic mark, in our case the A, expresses something completely different than the icon that we want to represent the whole university with. So that icon, the shield with the bell tower on it, as I said, it needed to look timeless. It needed to look like it's always been there, and it needed to have that gravitas to represent a comprehensive research university and an academic health center. But the athletic mark, we want to convey excitement, energy, and passion, and it needs to be a little bit different. Our mascot, Augustus, the jaguar head, we had to get that right. A lot of people were very happy with it, and I love the way Coach Bryant, our athletic director, described it. He was very concerned that he didn't want us to change it too much. And when he saw it, I knew we got it right when he said, "You know what? That's not a different mascot. He's just got his game face on now." And I loved that, because that's exactly what we tried to do. We just made it a little more aggressive and a little bit more competitive looking. So when you think about a brand, you know, what it stands for is where you start. What are we all about? What are we committed to? What do people expect from us? But then when you reflect that brand, when you start thinking about the way people are going to visually identify with it, it's not always just a mark, just a single thing. So you need to think about the suite of marks that might represent what you're trying to do. And for us, there's literally dozens and dozens of expressions, but we try to break them into categories. But if you think about all the various ways people see a mark that represents us, it could be on a badge, it could be on a vehicle, it could be on one of the shuttle buses that we've wrapped, it could be on a doorway. So make sure that you understand the different kinds of marks that you need and what they need to represent, and make sure that they all funnel into that overall identity that you're trying to express.
That is so involved, but just knowing that there is a way to go about tying it all together in and of itself is impressive. And you mentioned that really when it comes to the branding, you were sharing with me that that is something that is never done. It's an ongoing process. And I was wondering if there's just a natural life cycle when it comes to branding, whether it has to do with the way this particular department will express itself, or do you just have to kind of get a sense of where the public is with a particular mark or a particular logo, et cetera, and then just decide it might be time for us to start doing something about refreshing the brand?
Well, I think it depends on the nature of what you do. So, in the small business world, it may not be as complicated as it is in the corporate world or in a university, but it's just as important. And I think you need to make sure that you're connecting with not only your customers that you're dealing with now, but the people that you want to interact with in the future, and that you've got something that people can identify with that's distinctive and stands out in the marketplace. So, my brother-in-law is a heating and air contractor, and he does a lot of commercial work. And what's really important for him is that people don't confuse him with other contractors, particularly if he's working in cities that he's not particularly well established in. So his brand might not change a lot. He might be a little bit more stable in what he needs to do. But other industries, particularly if you're in a service industry where you're dealing with technology or, something that might be a little bit more dynamic, you might want to make sure that you're staying in touch with your audience and that your brand represents, your visual identity part of your brand represents what you're doing and that it stays current. So, I would always, first consider minor updates rather than an overhaul change. But it is a question you need to ask. Is everything that I'm doing to represent my company or my organization, the forward face of it, is it what it needs to be? Is it fresh and current?
Gotcha. So we know that we are definitely seeing fresh and current branding with the Augusta University. Anything in particular that we the public, well, not just we the public, but everyone who's working at Augusta University as well, should be looking for in the near future?
Well, please take a look at our branding site at AugustaUniversity/brand. And there's some good stuff out there. We've got our overall brand video. That was viewed more than 125,000 times
Wow.
over the past week. It says a lot about us, and the brand study that I referred to is out there. I think there's a lot of stuff that people could learn from, not just learn about us, but learn about how we approached understanding our brand and reflecting that brand. So augusta.edu/brand, a lot to learn there.
Outstanding. Jack Evans, thank you so much for sharing so much with us today. Looking forward to the ongoing progress as you all help the brand what we all believe to be a great institution.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very excited about this. It's been the culmination of lots of work from lots of people, and it's wonderful to see it coming to life, and we're thrilled about it.
Outstanding. Appreciate you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, remember those how-tos and the whys. get it right. Remember, he said, give yourself space, give yourself time, give yourself room to do it right. That is so important. I'll be right back.